Thursday, everyone. It is George Frank, your host of the podcast. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a lot to go through. A lot of like tragedy and a lot of like positivity and a lot of like happy things. It is a mess. Can I tell you something? This year has been a complete shit show. Everyone that I talk to and everyone that I, every year we have, my family has a New Year's party and we invite all of our friends, just like people that are close, people we want to be with. And I was telling everyone that was, I'm like, guys, did you ever think that when we said Happy New Year and like cheers and all that, that we would be in this fucking mess? Because I did not think that this is what would happen. I would have thought, literally, like, anything else. Give me anything else, and I would have said maybe. This, I would have never thought in my life. I never even knew what pandemic meant. I knew what a, what's the other word for pandemic? Not pandemic, but epidemic? I don't know. What? I don't even know what that word means. I don't even know what that word means now. Like, now I just know what pandemic means, and that's it. It is a mess. It is a mess. Oh my gosh. Good luck. Oh my God. We're not going to be able to leave our house until 2024. I mean, I'm so... It's a mess. And then you have these people not wearing masks and, you know, people crying. People are angry. People are annoying me. I mean, everyone is just annoying me. I mean, you could literally say... Nowadays, to me, you could say good morning to me and I will punch a wall. Like, I will yell and punch a wall. It's a mess. I'm like, I need to speak to someone about this. My anger has been off the roof. And I will say that because I am a human and I'm a normal person. And that's something that I can't stand either, is someone that thinks that everything is happy. Ellen DeGeneres. Like, everything's happy, the world is great, be kind. No! Sometimes in life, you need to yell. You need to say no! You need to be angry. And then there's times where you could be happy and love and be... I mean, listen, when I come home, I immediately feel loved because my dogs are running to me. They can't wait to give me kisses and hugs. And it's like they've only been away from me for 4 hours. And to them, it's a lifetime. And that's my happiness. Then comes all the other emotions. It's like, I don't know, but whatever. This whole year has been a mess. I can't travel. I can't hang out with people. Just gotta take it in. And that's what our quote of the week is. It's about being positive and keeping that positivity. So that's what we're gonna do, is just keep it positive over here. And just everything in life is good. We are still alive. We're living. I am happy. Even though all this is happening in my life, every day I wake up, if I'm still around, I am happy. I will not let a day go by that someone makes me angry and it just ruins my day. I refuse to do it. I refuse to do it. So, yes. Anyway, this past weekend, I went to the beach Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. I was at the beach all day long, full days. It was great. I was with great, great people. They know who they are. I mean, to go to the beach and just hang out with people that you just vibe with. And it was just so, so relaxing. And I so needed that. Like, I needed that so much. And to just be on the beach, relaxing, getting tan, you know, throwing myself in the water. It was just chef's kiss. I loved it. Only thing is I got too tan. I don't even want to talk about this because, like, I'm very upset about this. It's never happened to me. My face is peeling, and I don't know what to do. So here's where I went wrong. So every year when I tan, I start with sunscreen. From sunscreen, I then move on to tanning oil. But... I put tanning oil on my face. So now I got a really, really awesome tan. Like, oh my gosh. Like, I'm in love. Like, it's so, like, Oh, I love it, but now I am peeling and I'm devastated. But it's okay because I'm actually going back to the beach this Friday and I'm hoping to get that same tan all over again. So we'll see. But regardless, it was a great time, very relaxing. I feel like everyone should definitely do something that makes them happy and just a place or a thing to have them just relax, because it's really, really chaotic right now. I mean, people are literally fucking going crazy. And that's our topics today, is people going crazy. So not saying it's a bad thing. Sometimes we need to go crazy to truly help ourselves. But I do want to talk about one more thing. Tonight, I actually am having a Taco Bell movie night with one of my best friends, Danielle and Stephanie, that have been on this show. We used to have movie nights every Friday when we were kids. So to have this again, it's going to be so much fun. Like to, what is it called? Reminisce on that. But we're going to watch the movie Death Becomes Her, which is my favorite movie of all time. And I first watched it with them and they were like, let's watch Death Becomes Her. Like, and I'm like, yes, we'll do that. But we're having Taco Bell. I can't wait. All week we've been messaging each other. What are we getting? Did you find, I don't know. I need to check. I cannot wait to eat. I've been good all week, so I can't wait. But Taco Bell, it was just announced like 2 days ago. Taco Bell is taking away its potatoes for plant-based options. I am so mad because I love their potatoes. Why can't they do potatoes and also plant-based options? Because their potatoes, sometimes I just get their potatoes with black beans on top and a little rice. It is so good. And like they put it in that little cup. It's perfect to go. You just grab a spoon, you eat it. It's like a fun little snack. It's probably like 100 calories. I love it. So the fact that they're taking away potatoes is going to kill me. But as long as they have a plant-based option or options for vegans, I am totally on board with it. I'm not going to complain. But I'm just saying, like, maybe just keep the potatoes so we have multiple options. Like how you guys have chicken, steak, pulled pork. I mean, you guys got it all. But anyway. It's been 9 years since the passing of Amy Winehouse. And if anybody knows me, they know how much I loved Amy. And I could cry right now because it's just like, she was gone way too soon. And she had so much more going for her. And I miss her every day. And if many of you guys don't know who Amy Winehouse is, please, please look her up. I mean, she is such a staple in pop culture and especially in R&B. She is someone who, in our modern world, gave us such 60s vibes, like for the doo-wop and, you know, the all that kind of stuff, like the old style, like jazz, like, oh, it was just, her voice was amazing, and we will never get that again. We will never get someone like that again. So it kills me. And I'll tell you a little story. The day I found out Amy passed away, my family was on a boat. I think it was it our boat, or did we rent a boat? I don't know. We were on a boat and we came back and we got into the car, and my dad turned on the car and the radio was on, and it was like breaking news, Amy Winehouse passed, and my heart just dropped. I think I was like 15, no, not 15. How old am I now? 20, I think I was 13. Devastation. I was I was 15. Yeah, I was 15. I was devastated. I mean, I loved her so much. So for me, it was like losing someone close to me. I miss her so much. But she gave us such an amazing catalog of music, which I listen to. Well, I try not to listen to it too much because I get easily depressed. So I can't listen to her music, unfortunately, anymore. But there are times where I do want to listen to that type of music. So I do listen to her, but I can't do it as much. And her voice was just so, so amazing. So Amy, I miss you so much. and I hope you are resting in peace, without the chaos, without the bashing. And that's something where, like, I talk to a lot of my friends about this that love and know Amy too. I'm just like, this, her death would have never happened if it was happening now. If, like, for people who don't know, she was bashed in the newspapers, on TMZ, on everything, so hard because it was such a new thing. Because of the digital era, it was such a new thing, and they were bashing her every second. They would literally camp outside of her house and wait for her to come outside. It was horrible. And to watch her go through that and just the degrade of her, just killed. It killed me to watch. So, yeah. But, you know, that's something where people now that they're going through these hard times, let's fix them. Let's give them the help that they need if they accept it. If they don't, then they don't, and they're gonna have to learn. But if they do, and we need to give them options, and that's where we come in with Kanye West. So Kanye West has been in the media a lot recently. He wants to run for president. What else was he doing? Oh, then he went on a rampage. He went on a Twitter rampage. He was bashing everyone. Then he's bashing Chris, his mother-in-law. Then he went on to Kim, bashing Kim. All this stuff. And then at the end, it's like, I was like, at first, like, what the hell is he doing right now? But then I realized, oh my gosh, that's right, he's bipolar. So Kim Kardashian actually put a statement out, and he got very mad at that, and he wrote, the fact that Kim posted that was not acceptable, and then he was like, they did not get my approval, and then he did ... white supremacy. I'm like, what the hell is going on? But anyway, this is Kim Kardashian's statement that she put. She wrote a lot more, but I'm just like cutting it down into a short paragraph. She wrote, as many of you know, Kanye is has bipolar disorder. Anyone who has this or has a loved one in their life who does knows the incredible, complicated pain and how painful it is to understand. I've never spoken publicly on how this has affected us at home because I'm very protected of our children and Kanye's right to privacy when it comes to his health. But today, I feel like I should comment on it because of the stigma and the misconceptions about mental health. Those that understand mental illness or even have the behavior know that the family is powerless until the member is a minor. Unless the member is a minor. I can't read today. People who are unaware or far removed from this experience can be judgmental and not understand that the individual themselves have engaged in the process of getting help no matter how hard family and friends try. So it's very, very difficult. And as someone who has experienced this, it's kind of one of those things where we need to teach each other that it is okay to have these certain illnesses, but what is the solution? What are we going to do now? Like, starting now, what are we going to do from this point forward? But here's the thing. A lot of people feel like they don't need help. For me, I felt like I did not need help. I felt like I was okay until I self-destruct, and that's when I decided, oh my gosh, I am not okay. And unfortunately, that's something that a lot of people have to go through, but it's such a strong thing to do because you are literally in your own brain. You are in your own realm. You don't see anybody. Like, trying to explain in a way where people could understand it, but you don't see anything. You have clouds around you, and you are being told, please, let us help, let us help. And you're saying, I'm good, stop, I'm good. Until you oh my God, I can't talk today. You self-destruct, then that is when you find yourself and say, oh my gosh, I actually do need help. They were right. So I'm thinking about Kanye and the family because I know how difficult it is. I know what happens, and I hope he gets the help that he needs. So, but sometimes they need that kind of, they need to get that behavior off their chest, and then they might see and kind of wake up and say, oh, look what I did. So I don't know, but I hope he gets the help he needs. I'm thinking about Kim and the rest of the family. And it's so sad. That hit so close to home for me. And to watch him on Twitter with those messages, I was just blown away. But next, we have Britney Spears. She is fighting in court currently. She was fighting yesterday in court for her censorship. And if you don't know what that is, Britney went through a breakdown, I believe in 2008, where she shaved her head. And after that, her father actually was able to take charge of her life. And that was the censorship. So that means that she is not allowed to vote on her own. She's not allowed to make decisions on her own. She's not allowed to handle her money. She's not allowed to almost, she's not allowed to do anything, really. If she goes out, she has to ask if she's able to go out. Which to me is insane. I mean, let me backtrack. At the time, that was the right thing to do. But it has been 10 years. To me, Britney looks like she's able to handle her own and that she's able to live on her own. And I feel like she doesn't have to be monitored the whole time. I'm just looking at it as someone from the outside looking in because, first of all, she's way older than she was. I mean, she was so young. I think she was like 20, 21. She was young. I mean, that's a young age. Come on, to be in the spotlight. So that definitely takes a toll. But I feel like now she's so much stronger and she's older. And I just feel like she will be able to move on her own. So I'm hoping and wishing the best for Britney. I hope she gets what she wants. And I hope she gets to decide her future. Next, we have Tamar Braxton. She was rushed to the hospital for an apparent suicide attempt. When I saw this, my heart freaking dropped. I love Tamar Braxton so much. I hope she gets all the help that she needs. And I know she has such a strong family by her side. And, you know, currently through this pandemic, I mean, people are at such a low point of their life, including me. I mean, well, I'm not at my lowest, but I had those days where I just feel so like self-hate and like just such sadness for what's going on in this world. Not saying I'm like, you know, about to off myself, but like it is a hard time right now. And I'm so blessed to have my circle and the people around me to kind of lift me up. And I do the same for them. And it's kind of this cycle where we have to really bond and help each other through this time. It's a scary time. It's a time we've never been through. And it's a time that our children and our children's children will say, you were a part of that pandemic? And it's like, yeah. So it's a scary time. And I mean, this is something that's going to be in our history books in the future. So I just feel like everyone take a deep breath. And we need to realize that we are alive and we are here on this earth for a purpose. We wake up every day and that is a gift already. And that's how I live my life. I live my life waking up saying that me being alive is a gift alone, and I should be so blessed for that. So Tamar, again, I love you so much. And yeah. So I'm going to end this podcast with some positivity because, I mean, oh, it's just, it's too much. It's too much. Lady Gaga was named the biggest pop star of the year by Bloomberg.com. What a great time to be alive. Gaga, you know, has her new album, Chromatica, that came out. Rain on Me, which is doing amazing on the charts. And then also we had A Star is Born that's still killing it with Shallow, constantly being on the charts, constantly dethroning everybody. It's crazy. So what a great, great year for her. I mean, even though with all this happening and she still is having such a great year, just like Juice WRLD, he passed away, but he had, I think, 5 top tens this week on the Hot 100 charts, which not a lot of people are able to do. So that is an amazing thing. Rest in peace to him. He is someone, when I first heard his voice, I said, this is a guy that's going to change the game. He had so much going for him. I can't talk about it. It's just too much. Okay, lastly, we have Nicki Minaj. She announced that she is pregnant, or what she said, which I loved. I love the way she posted it. It was so, like, nonchalant, like, whatever, here we go. She wrote hashtag preggers with a yellow heart, and I loved it. She is, she now has the most likes for a pregnancy announcement on Instagram with 10.6 million likes. And wow, I mean, the photo shoot alone is so Nicki. I mean, it's so crazy, and that is Nicki Minaj. And people were like, who would let her dress like that? I'm like, you don't know Nicki then, okay? Because that is how she dressed. It really gave me Pink Friday and Roman Reloaded. What was that album? Pink Friday was the one album, and then the other album after that. It gave me those vibes, so I'm hoping that's a little snippet for her new album coming out or something like that. But anyway, congrats, Nicki. It's amazing. I'm so happy for her. And yeah, so we're gonna end this episode with a quote of the week, of course. And like I said, it's about being positive, staying happy. So this quote, it says, being happy doesn't mean everything's perfect. It means you've decided to look beyond the imperfections. I stand by that 100%. We need to stop looking at it, poor me, poor me, because we will never get anywhere like that. We need to look at our lives and we need to look at the world like, I'm blessed to be here, and enjoy the little things in life, because those could go away in a second. All right. I'm ending this podcast at that. Have a great weekend, everyone. Do something fun. Enjoy yourself. But again, social distance and wear a damn mask. Please. I want this pandemic over with. I've had enough. I want to travel. All right. I love you guys so much. Tune in next week for an all-new episode of Social Blend. Have a good weekend.